You're listening to SBS News.
Most of Victoria's remaining coronavirus restrictions eased just before midnight on Friday, after a week of heated scenes in Melbourne over the state's controversial pandemic bill. But the public opposition took a turn for the worse when Victorian crossbench MP Andy Medic, who had spoken up about threats, revealed his daughter had been attacked in the street. Mr. Medic, who had been in talks with the government about the bill, claims the attack could be linked to his position on the pandemic response. Earlier on Friday, Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese called on the Prime Minister Scott Morrison to clearly condemn violent protests.
It is beyond comprehension that the Prime Minister seems incapable of putting forward a clear and unequivocal condemnation of those threats without seeking to qualify that condemnation.
Police say there was an argument between an unknown man and a 25-year-old woman. In response to news of the attack against Mr. Medic's daughter, Mr. Morrison did condemn the alleged behaviour, stating it is a threat to democracy. He insists he does denounce violence, denying criticism that his stance was not strong enough earlier this week.
I don't have sympathy for violence. I don't have sympathy for intimidation or threats whatsoever. And on those issues, then of course not. And as I have encouraged people not to participate in that.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews suggested the Prime Minister was what he called double-speaking to extremists after the PM previously expressed some sympathy with the protesters. But Mr. Andrews has told Channel 9 the presence of a gallows outside Parliament House in Melbourne this week was far from democratic.
But if it's not peaceful, it's not protest. It's something very, very different. And we've seen absolute extremists, rabid anti-vaxxers and others making all sorts of threats against, you know, me, my wife, my kids. That's not my focus. It's not about my family's safety. This is about every family's safety. And that's why we have to work together. That's what Victorians have done.
The state government is trying to secure support from another crossbench MP so it can pass its public health bill in the next sitting week. Victoria reported more than 1,200 new coronavirus infections plus 8 fatalities on Friday. Associate epidemiologist with the Burnet Institute, Professor Michael Toole, has told SBS News the number of people in hospital is well below what was predicted.
We only have 330 people in hospital at the moment, whereas the Burnet model predicted we'd have at least 1,000. And the same goes for ICU. And I think that's due to the fact that we have a very highly vaccinated elderly population. Only 1% of people over 70 are unvaccinated.
Meanwhile, South Australia is opening its state borders for fully vaccinated visitors from government areas with a vaccination rate above 80%. Premier Stephen Marshall says these fully vaccinated visitors will need to have a coronavirus test within 72 hours before travelling.
But what we're doing is opening the borders, but doing it in a way that is safe for South Australians. We are the first jurisdiction in the entire country that is COVID-free, that is lifting our borders. Now, there is some risk associated with this, and that's why we're putting these speed humps in the way.
New South Wales detected 216 new COVID-19 cases overnight and 3 deaths. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty says 2 of the 3 people who lost their lives in the past day were unvaccinated. The state government has indicated it does not want to keep shutting down schools, and Dr. McAnulty is urging families to monitor their children for sickness.
And parents are particularly asked to watch out for symptoms in their children and keep them home for children and get a test if they have any symptoms at all. That'll help protect the rest of the school.
Queensland could reach 80% vaccine coverage in early December as the state prepares to ban unvaccinated people from pubs, cafes and other venues like cinemas. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles accused the Prime Minister of undermining the state's health response after Mr. Morrison questioned the mandates.
They don't like the contrast. They don't like that in Queensland there is about as fewer COVID cases as anywhere else in the world.
While the Northern Territory, which has not been as heavily hit by the pandemic, has confirmed the source of its current COVID-19 outbreak, a traveller who breached border rules. On Friday, a woman and a health worker became the latest cases, adding two new infections to the cluster. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says being in a remote location is not protection. Instead, vaccination is the best form of defence.
There is a very real possibility that there are people in Katherine who have COVID and either don't know it or don't want to know it. And those people have then spread it in the, to the community. If that is what's actually happened, best case scenario, we got lucky, it hasn't spread any further than what we have caught so far. Worst case scenario, this has been silently spreading for a week and we are a day or two away from discovering a disaster.
Health officials will make further assessments on Saturday about mask mandates in the territory. And the National Capital has reported 17 new infections, while Canberra's full vaccination rate has hit 97%. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.